Hi, this is Matt Hill, the voice of Captain N, the Game Master, and you are listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
Beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination.
Optimus Solo, what are you doing here?
I'm always here.
Yes, yes. In the background.
Yes, just now I was talking.
Yes, yes. This is Tooncast, and this is going to be a clip that plays in front of Tooncast episode 293 to 299, because apparently you've created a third personality or a second personality for yourself. You're just now another 80s geek or something like that.
There's this guy I know. He's called Just Another 80s Geek, and he's got this video thing that he does on the YouTubes and things like that. So, yeah, it's called Geek Showcase. It's a chance to highlight all things geeky in a video form, so branching out from just audio. So this will be a chance for you to see all kinds of geeky things, whether they be toys, whether it be just graphics on the screen with top 10 lists and things of that nature, opening packs of cards, going through geeky memorabilia, knickknacks, paddywhacks, give a dog a bones, anything like that. So yes, you should check out the YouTube channel Geek Showcase, but to give you guys kind of a feel for what kind of stuff goes there, minus the visual part, we're also giving it to you in audio form right here on Tooncast and podcast.
That's right. So if you hear Kevin say something like, you can see this on the screen, it's because this was originally a video where he would put up his diagram of his ultimate Saturday morning cartoon lineup. And you are starting, this is why we're starting in episode 293 to 299, because those are the next episodes I had available. And you're starting with 1983 all the way up to 1989 and going through basically your ultimate Saturday morning cartoon lineup.
Yeah, basically I've seen a lot of people post stuff on social media over the years, whether it be Twitter or Instagram or Facebook, and they always have like, ooh, the best cartoon lineup, or this lineup versus this lineup, or they do drafts or they do different things. So I thought I was going to do my take on that basically. So I've created a list for each year from 1983 to 1989. I explain on the records here why I don't do 80, 81, and 82, but just real quickly, it's just too hard. There's not enough cartoons out yet for the to do those years. So it starts in 1983, goes to 1989. There's a bunch of rules that I outline in record, so you'll have to listen to that, mainly in the 1983 record. I won't do that as much in the subsequent episodes. If you want the dirt on how these lists were developed, you have to listen to the 1983 episode first.
All right, well, that's going to do it, and let the show begin. Yay!
Smart kids watch this show. Other kids change the channel.
Pause! Hello, this is Just Another 80s Geek, and you are watching the Geek Showcase, where we highlight all things geeky. And today we're going to finish up our series on the ultimate Saturday morning cartoon lineup. So far you've seen us do 1983 through 1988, and today we will tackle 1989, which will be the seventh and final installment of this, and then we will look back and see if you guys can pick out the themes for each hour. If you've been listening along, we've had a theme for each half hour time slot as we highlight eight cartoons in each episode. So without further ado, let's get right into 1989, starting with our 8 o'clock time slot. In the past, we have had Superbook, Flying House, Get Along Gang, The Raccoons, Mysterious Cities of Gold, Danger Mouse, and The Adventures of the Little Koala. But for 1989, we are going with Count Duckula. Count Duckula aired in 1989, lasted, had episodes airing all the way up and through the 1993 era. 26 episodes aired in the 80s, 65 total. Again, in a few of the other episodes, we've mentioned the IGN Top 100 Animated Series of All Time countdown list and the GeekCast Radio Network's Top 100 All-Time Animated Series. So if they fit on either of those countdowns, I'll let you know. I bring that up because the Count Duckula series did land on IGN's list at number 61. Count Duckula was a Cosgrove Hall Films production, same as Danger Mouse, which we highlighted in 1987. It was a spinoff of Danger Mouse because Count Duckula did appear in that show, and it would air in the United States on Nickelodeon. We did have a number of games, comic books, audiobooks, etc. that dealt with Count Duckula, and When the reboot happened of Danger Mouse in the last few years, Count Duckula did appear as well in that one. They also did a spinoff of Count Duckula, which we won't get into, but it was kind of a pattern that they just kept taking a couple characters from these series and then spinning off a new series. Count Duckula was obviously a vegetarian duck who had no fangs, but he is a vampire. So that's kind of where we go with that. It's a silly concept. It's meant to be that, of course. And Count Duckula had a few other characters that we saw on there. His friend Igor, and then he had a nanny. Those are kind of the main good characters. Lived in Castle Duckula, and then his main antagonist was Dr. Von Gooswing. So it was just a silly comedy series, a little like Danger Mouse, and it obviously fared fairly well as it had spinoffs and reappeared in the reboot, etc. So Count Duckula appears as our 8 o'clock time slot for 1989, and hopefully you guys can pick out the theme. If not, we're going to do a special quick video after this that reveals the themes for each half hour. So let's move on to 1989's cartoon filling the 8:30 time slot. This one should be pretty well known for a lot of the U.S. audiences. Classic comic book character. This one is Garfield and Friends. So Garfield and Friends is at our 8:30 time slot. Garfield would refer to the main segment of the show, and the and Friends would refer to the U.S. Acres portion of the show. So if you don't remember that, U.S. Acres would have been the portion that had Orson Pegg as the main character, had Roy Rooster, Booker, Sheldon, Wade the Duck, and it had a bunch of different sheep. It had Mort, Gort, and Wart. I mean, it was a bunch of farm characters on that segment, and you would have alternating segments between Garfield and the U.S. Acres. This series went from 1988 to 1989 as far as the 80s go, and then it kept going on until 1994. So although only 39 episodes aired in the 80s, 121 episodes aired in the show in total. This one did appear and land on the Geekcast Radio Network's Top 100 Animated List countdown. It ranked number 22 on that one. And for those of you who were born in a cave, you might not know that this one was obviously based on the comic strip by Jim Davis, which is probably one of the all-time most popular, most successful comic strips of all time. It aired on Saturday morning on CBS. And usually in the show, like I said, there was Garfield and U.S. Acres segment, usually two Garfield and one U.S. Acres, making a Garfield U.S. Acres sandwich there. Mark Evanier was the head writer. And this would be one of the shows that you would point to that was a victim of the death of Saturday morning cartoons in the, you know, early to mid 90s as we switched off to things like Saved by the Bell. And we've talked about this before. A lot of the cartoons on Saturday morning kind of went to the wayside. This would be kind of one of those victims. If you were writing a research paper on the death of the Saturday morning cartoons, Garfield and Friends should be in it somewhere. This show got rebooted in 2009, kept Jim Davis, Mark Evanier, Greg Berger, who was one of the voice characters, all returned. But then we had the switch of Frank Welker coming in to voice Garfield. And before, we had Lorenzo Music who did it, and we had Frank Welker kind of take over that role. He's been doing it ever since, and it's just an iconic character. Garfield is probably one of the all-time cartoon characters if you were making that list. So Garfield and Friends takes the 8:30 time slot, joining the likes, and remember there's a theme here, of Smurfs, Heathcliff and the Cadillac Cats, the Littles, Snorks, the Berenstain Bears, and Dennis the Menace. Might be a trickier one there, so we'll see who can get the 8:30 theme. In the meantime, let's move on to our 9 o'clock theme. At 9 o'clock, we have had... Remember, these first two didn't count in the theme. They just had to be in here somewhere, and I couldn't find where else to fit them. So we had Inspector Gadget and Alvin and the Chipmunks, and then the theme began. This one's the most, probably the second most obvious one here. We had Wuzzles, The Adventures of the Gummy Bears, DuckTales, and The New Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. That leaves us with our 9 o'clock time slot for 1989, going to Chippendale's Rescue Rangers. Aired from 1989 to 1990, 65 episodes in total, 47 of them aired in 1989. This landed on both lists of the top 100 animated series. We had it at number 60 on the IGN list and number 30 on the Geekcast Radio Network list. Obviously, this is a Disney series, follows the classic characters of Chip and Dale, but we kind of put a spin on it, and they're joined by Gadget and Monterey Jack, Zipper, and they face off against different foes like Norton Nimnall and Fat Cat. fantastic voice cast for this show, featuring the likes of Tress MacNeille, Peter Cullen, Jim Cummings, Corey Burton, etc. The original idea for this series was to have a TV series based on the movie in the film The Rescuers, or The Rescuers Down Under. They wanted to do a spinoff of that and make a series out of it, but they ended up going with Chip 'n Dale instead as the Rescue Rangers. This actually was a very successful cartoon. It had a Daytime Emmy nomination, and then we got, obviously, the live-action / CGI blended film released in 2022, so this one has just made a reappearance in pop culture recently. Classic show, part of that Disney afternoon that everybody loved back in the 80s, 90s. So Chip 'n Dale's Rescue Rangers takes our 9 o'clock time slot. Let's move on to our 9:30 time slot. This is a cartoon that aired in 1989, went on till 91, had 94 episodes total, only 13 of them in the 80s, but I felt like it needed to be in here because it is based off of a film from 1988. This is Beetlejuice, the animated series. Tim Burton developed, and he was the executive producer. This cartoon was centered along the story of Lydia Deetz and the character there and everything she kind of went through. It was done by Nelvana, had a lot of the same cast as the animated series Cops, because it was a Canadian cast, so a lot of the same voice actors that you would have heard in Cops, the animated series you would hear in Beetlejuice. This was a huge hit for ABC. It was also, it's a weird one because it on different channels here, one of Fox's first weekday afternoon cartoons. So, won a Daytime Emmy in 1990 for Outstanding Animated Program. And I think because of Beetlejuice being a film that was very popular in 1988, this fits well here in our 1989 time slot. It follows the other shows that aired in the previous years that we had, which would have been Saturday Supercade, Muppet Babies, Hulk Hogan's Rockin' Wrestling, The Real Ghostbusters, Fraggle Rock, Police Academy, and Beetlejuice. So those are the shows that take up our 9:30 time slot. Hopefully you can figure out the theme there. All right, let's keep this show rolling. Let's go on to the 10 o'clock time slot. Previously, we've seen Dungeons & Dragons, Kid Video, Gem, Galaxy High, Beverly Hills Teens, and Denver, The Last Dinosaur. This one's a little trickier for the theme, but for our 10 o'clock time slot for 1989, we're going to go with Captain N, The Game Master. Again, how could you not feature a few cartoons along our Saturday morning lineups that don't have something to do with video games, as that was a craze in the 80s? Captain N premiered in 1989, ran to 91, 34 episodes total, 13 of them in the 80s. This featured at number 78 on the Geekcast Radio Network's top 100 all-time animated series. It was a Saturday morning cartoon, aired on NBC, and was produced by Deke. Obviously, this is Captain Nintendo, or shortened Captain N, the Game Master, which was teenager Kevin Keen and his dog Duke, who got transported to Videoland. And there they would come up with a lot of classic video game type characters. So we would see them interact with, first of all, the good characters that they kind of interacted with, which would be Princess Lana and Simon Belmont, who was from Castlevania, Kid Icarus from, obviously, Kid Icarus, Mega Man from Mega Man, and Game Boy. And then they would face off against people like Mother Brain, King Hippo, Dr. Wily. You would see things like Donkey Kong show up, Ganon, all kinds of fun characters. Princess Zelda, I believe, showed up at one point. So it was just a cool Nintendo video game-based cartoon. And they had a lot of cool voice actors, including Gary Chalky and James Corlett, Venus Turzo. Think of maybe like the cast of Beast Wars. That's basically this very similar cast here for Captain N. So you'll have to think of that theme a little bit. It's a little bit trickier, but Captain N, the Game Master, comes in here at 10 o'clock. Let's move on to our 10:30 time slot, which should be the easiest theme, but was the hardest pick for 1989. I'll explain that in a second. So this follows the likes of Strawberry Shortcake back in 1983, Rainbow Bright, She-Ra, Princess of Power, The Pound Puppies, My Little Pony, and Care Bears. And with 10:30 for 1989, we kind of had to mess around a little bit to make this work, but we are going with Mapletown. Mapletown was an anime series from Japan, and the reason we're putting it here is because 1989 was literally devoid of series that were more girl-centric or based on aiming at a girl demographic, female demographic. All these other shows were over by then. You know, Princess of Power ended in 87, Pound Puppies 87, My Little Pony ended in 87, Care Bears ended in 88. There was literally nothing airing in 1989 for girls, it seemed like. So Mapletown, even though it had aired previously in Japan, was not dubbed in English and aired in English until 1989. So we were able to pull a fast one here and include it, because otherwise I was going to have to include a show that didn't have anything to do with females just to get one in the time slot. So Mapletown, 87 in Japan, aired in 89, 90 in the U.S. 39 episodes aired in the U.S. out of the 52 that were made. It's from Toei Animation. The toys came to the U.S. from Tonka. And Barbara Goodson was involved in the voice. Saban Entertainment produced the English version, and it aired on Nickelodeon and then later aired on the Family Channel. A lot of you probably have no idea what Mapletown is, so let me kind of try to give you the quick and dirty of it. It's just a, if you ever heard of Sylvania families or like current days, like with the toys, like the Woodsies or things like that, it's similar to that. There's like the rabbit family, the bear family, the fox family, the dog family, the squirrel family. So it's all these families that are based on a certain animal, and then they live in this Mapletown where they interact together, etc. So main adventures that we focused on were involving Patty Rabbit, Bobby Bear, and their families, but obviously they interacted with a lot of other folks. So I always thought Mapletown was cool. It was a very cool toy concept because you'd want to collect the different families and things like that. Like I said, it's very similar to the Woodsies, which is out. You can buy those at like Target and Walmart these days. So that theme has kind of carried forward in different iterations and different kind of names. Again, another one that was back in the day with Sylvanian families, it's very similar to that. So we're going to go with Mapletown in a very obvious theme for our 10:30 time slot, if I haven't given that away yet. That means we only have time for two more shows. So let's get to our 11 o'clock time slot. This should also be obvious. The 11 and 11:30 are very similar. So in the past, we've had shows like G.I. Joe, He-Man, Challenge of the GoBots, Transformers, Voltron, Mass, Centurion, Silverhawks, Visionaries, Thundercats, Brave Star, and Cops. So what was left for 1989? Not a lot, folks. Not a lot. We had to do some finagling here, too. So I'm kind of, again, pulling another fast one as we had to. This is a hard project, guys. When you're trying to come up with these eight cartoons that each fit a certain year, and we could only include them if they had episodes that aired in that year, and then we were also trying to fit the theme and trying to make it all work, trying to give you guys the best representation of cartoons of the 80s, it became tricky once we got down here to 1989. So for our 11 o'clock time slot, we've already had the original G.I. Joe, but I'm going to go with the G.I. Joe The Deke series, which started in 89, aired until 92. 44 episodes total. There's only five episodes that aired in the 80s, guys, but I just think of G.I. Joe as an 80s property, and we needed something that fit the theme for this. So Deke took over for Sunbow, kind of rebooted this series. So we have a little bit of a difference here. There was a Canadian voice acting crew that took over. So the only really holdovers are Chris Latta, who didn't stay the whole time, I don't believe. And Morgan Lofting did a little bit. But otherwise, we have Sergeant Slaughter, Ed Gilbert, Jerry Hauser. Those are like the holdovers that kind of survived to season one of the Deke Show, and then I think Chris Latta was the only one that actually survived to season two. So Destro, if you remember this one, this is the one that has Destro in gold, and the Joes are led by Hawk and Sergeant Slaughter, and then we have Cobra returning. Obviously, the G.I. Joe movie dealt with Cobra a little bit, so he returns as human. So those are kind of some weird changes or adjustments for this G.I. Joe Deke series. It doesn't look quite as good as the Sunbow series, in my opinion, but it was in keeping that G.I. Joe in the cultural zeitgeist, I guess you could say, for the turn of from the 1980s to the 1990s. So we fit G.I. Joe Deke series in here because we needed another action cartoon, which leads us to a more obvious one in our 11:30 time slot. There's only one left to talk about, guys. So 11:30 time slot for 1989 is going to the classic, the iconic. We're talking about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles started in 1987, aired until 96. So it had 193 total episodes. 65 of them aired in the 80s. This landed on both lists. It was number 55 on IGN's all-time cartoon list, and it was number 6 on the Geek Cast Radio's List. So very highly thought of by both of those groups. Obviously, this follows the adventures of Leonardo, Donatello, Raphael, and Michelangelo, and Splinter against the likes of Shredder and Krang and stuff like that. Based on the comics from Mirage, obviously the Mirage comics were much darker, so this is a lot more comedic, a lot more funny humor, juvenile maybe you would even say. And it did lead to some live-action films that we got in the late 80s, early 90s with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 Secret of the Ooze and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3. And Turtles has just forever been on TV or making films or video games or comics or whatever. It just has lasted decades and decades, so it definitely deserves a place here. By 1990, the series was being shown daily on more than 125 television stations. We did get a toy line from Playmate Toys. David Wise wrote over 70 episodes. He was the executive story editor for many of the seasons. Most of the animation was done by Toei Animation. Started a Saturday morning cartoon, quickly expanded to a weekday cartoon because they needed it every day, so we were pumping out a lot more episodes. And like I said, there's been a ton of movies. There's been two different line or groupings of live-action movies. There's been a number of animated films, whether it was theatrical releases or direct-to-videos. And there's obviously been a few of the rebooted cartoon series. So I think we're on like four or five versions now of the animated series in different reboots as it has happened, especially since the turn of the century with from the year 2000 on, we've gotten a number of them. So Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles definitely deserves a spot. It's taking our 11:30 time slot here. So that wraps up 1989. So let's go back from top to bottom. First, we start with Count Duckula. Then we go to Garfield and Friends, followed by Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers, then Beetlejuice, followed by Captain N, the Game Master. Then we had Mapletown, G.I. Joe, the Deke series, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So I'm going to give you guys a little bit of time to try to figure out the themes for each of them. Some of them are obvious, some of them are a little bit more tricky. I'm going to put a really small video up here shortly, and that's going to reveal all the themes and kind of give you guys the rundown of all of our ultimate Saturday morning cartoon lineups. Hopefully you guys have had fun with this. We're going to do some more cartoon content here on the Geek Showcase that'll be coming up soon, I promise. And we're also going to branch off into some other geeky topics like Star Trek and Star Wars maybe, and other types of video games, comic books, cartoons, movies, toys. We're going to get into all of that stuff, so there's a lot more content headed. I appreciate everybody that's been subscribing and viewing the videos. We've been hitting all-time highs with this series, and it's just motivated me to give you guys more geek content, so I cannot wait to do that and see your guys' reactions. So tune in next time for more from the Geek Showcase. And again, I am just another 80s geek.
Tonight I dine on turtle soup.